Welcome to another edition of the Northern Sun Spotlight. Kevin Faulness with you, along with Nick Corander, Assistant Commissioner of the Northern Sun Intercollegiate Conference. And here we go again, Nick. Some great athletic endeavors to talk about with the Northern Sun Intercollegiate Conference.
That's right, Kevin. We enter week six of action in football, volleyball, soccer, cross-country and golf still in competition this fall. And we're only 2 weeks away from our first fall championship, with cross-country taking place on October 26th down in Wayne, Nebraska.
Wayne, Nebraska, and like you say, football, volleyball, soccer, all of it's going on hot and heavy for sure, but you remind me in big, bold letters, and I don't like it. Winter is coming. I like the sports. I don't need the weather.
Correct. Sounds like there could be some snow across the region this coming weekend. One note, the Minnesota Crookston Sioux Falls football game has been moved from Crookston, Minnesota over to the Alera Center in Grand Forks on Saturday because of potential weather and field conditions at Minnesota Crookston. So it'll be good to have them play a game indoors in a great facility at the Alera Center. Unfortunate that already in early October we're having snow forecasted.
I think it's probably the same for the bulk of the region, but you know, my own personal issues, I've got three kids playing soccer on Saturday mornings, and they've only played like three out of five of the past weeks because of the continual rain. And if it's not raining, it's because it's taking a break from raining and the fields are underwater. So I'm sure on a much grander scale, it's got to be the same problem that the NSIC and all the athletics are dealing with right now.
Yeah, the weather has not cooperated very much this year. We've had a soccer match already postponed because of lightning and heavy rain up at the University of Mary. Some other ones delayed for a time period. We already heard about one of our guests with the tornado warning during a volleyball match where they had to go downstairs, and then water on the court because of the humidity. It's been a crazy fall, I'll have to say, with this weather. Hopefully we can have that turn and be a nice transition from fall into winter.
Well, and that's the thing. From what I understand, if you deal with all these headaches in the fall, that means winter is going to be really easy. We won't have to worry about snow. It'll be really very easy to deal with. It'll be probably in the 60s and 70s all winter long.
That's our predicted forecast for this coming winter.
I wish I could hold you to that, because I would take that trade in a heartbeat for sure. So anyway, that's what's going on outdoors. Indoors, it's been red hot once again for the Northern Sun Intercollegiate Conference, especially when you talk about volleyball. Last week, you had eight teams ranked. This week, you've got another one entering the fray.
That's right. Nine teams in NSIC volleyball ranked in the top 25 in the AVCA coaches poll. Winona State had been receiving votes. They went on the road and had two big road victories. They knocked off Sioux Falls, who was ranked number 19 last week, 3-0. And then they went to Southwest Minnesota State, who was 8 in the nation, and they swept the Mustangs in Marshall. So you have Winona State hopping into the top 25 at number 19 this week, bringing the grand total of 9 of the 16 teams in the NSIC are ranked in the top 25 in the nation.
Yeah, and as you mentioned, Winona State is one of them. They're the latest to enter into that and be the ninth team that's ranked in this incredible conference when it comes to volleyball. And I think they should be rewarded not only with the Players of the Week, but we should talk to a couple of the ladies on that squad just to kind of throw out the fact that they have done such a wonderful job helping to elevate this conference to even greater heights.
That's a grand idea, Kevin. I think we should do that.
And I think we will do that. In fact, we're going to hear from Bree Maloney after a break. We'll also check in with Megan Flom. Spoiler alert, two of the three Players of the Week this week in volleyball. We'll do that. We'll get you football, soccer, and more. Plus, we'll tell you there's great ways to watch the action if you are so inclined.
That's right. If you are on your mobile device or laptop, go to northernsun.org/live. If you're in the confines of your nice warm house in front of a fireplace, you can use your Roku, Apple TV, Amazon Fire TV stick, or Android TV and search NSIC. Download the app, watch all the contests there live, and the best part, for free.
NorthernSun.org/live for that information. You want more information on the Northern Sun Intercollegiate Conference? It's easy. Go to NorthernSun.org. We're talking a little volleyball when we continue. We'll check in with Winona State. Bree Maloney is next. This is the Northern Sun Spotlight.
Student athletes in the Northern Sun compete at an unbelievable level. The Northern Sun is full of national champions.
Every Northern Sun school has a positive influence in their community.
Student athletes in the Northern Sun strive for excellence in the classroom.
This is the Northern Sun.
In NCAA Division II, community engagement is an initiative at all 25 national championships because student-athletes want to give back while competing for a national title. Over the course of the year, Division II student-athletes have an opportunity to leave a lasting impression in local communities throughout the country. Whether Division II student-athletes are volunteering at hospitals, schools, after-school care programs, foster homes, or retirement villages, they make a difference in the lives of others. In Division II, we rise to the opportunity and make community engagement ours.
Welcome back to the Northern Sun Spotlight. Again, Kevin Faulness with Nick Coroner here, talking all things great about the Northern Sun Intercollegiate Conference. That includes volleyball, and in fact, it includes Winona State volleyball. As we got a junior setter on the line in Bree Maloney. Hello, Bree. Thanks for taking time out of your busy and hectic class schedule to chat a little volleyball with us.
Yeah, no problem.
What do we got going on today? What class did you just get out of, and what are you going to that we've got you this like little 6-7-8 minute window?
Yeah, I just exited my marketing class, and now I'm going to operations management.
Did you learn a lot today so far? And you hope to add to it, of course.
Yeah, always.
Well, we're talking academics. You're an all-academic team member. What are your plans post-volleyball at Winona State?
Yeah, well, I'm from the city, so I want to move back there and then hopefully get something in marketing. I obviously really like sports, so getting something in a sports marketing job would be awesome.
Awesome. A Roseville, Minnesota native, Bree Maloney. Warriors had quite the weekend. You go on the road and knock off number 19, Sioux Falls, and then into Marshall, knock off number 8, Southwest Minnesota State. You get ranked in the top 25. Tell us about last weekend.
Yeah, it was awesome. We all season we've been really preparing and showing what we got on the court. Every single practice has been super intense, and our big stress was bringing it to the court in games. And this weekend it all just really clicked, and we were finally able to bring what we've seen in practice every day to what we see on the court.
All right, as Kevin teased earlier, Megan Flom is our player of the week, the national player of the week. You obviously had a huge part in that, setting the ball to her. But talk about her and some of the other teammates on this Warrior team.
Yeah, Meg's awesome. She put up like nationally ranked numbers, obviously, and she totally deserves that spot. She was so good. But the great thing about our team is that you can't be successful without every single person. So our past was awesome. We faced two really hard serving teams, and our team just handled it really well, and we wouldn't be anywhere without every single person. Our bench was really loud and engaged, and I don't know, every single person came forth to the win.
Talking to Bree Maloney, a junior setter for Winona State Volleyball, and as we talked about, the ninth team entering the fray there in the rankings when you talk about what's going on in the Northern Sun Intercollegiate Conference. Bree, we talk about this every single week, and anytime we have someone on for volleyball, we talk about it as well, the competitive nature of this conference. Do you enjoy that competitive balance, especially when you're going head-to-head with another team from the Northern Sun? It just has to be a dogfight each and every night.
Yeah, it is. We talk about it. Sometimes it's like, oh, we have to play another ranked team, but it's also like a fun part of it. Like every single game is fun and competitive, and you can always have to be on your A game. There can never be a game you slack, which is fun and challenging, and it's why we chose this conference.
So right now the Warriors are 4-2 in NSIC play. You dropped your first two matches to a ranked St. Cloud team and a ranked Minnesota Duluth team. You've rattled off four straight. You have some big matches, like you said, coming up this weekend with the Warriors. You got another ranked team in Wayne State and Augustana, who's not too shabby themselves, also 4-2. So how do you guys stay focused going in every weekend knowing, like you said, it's another ranked opponent, it's another, you know, but this time you get them at home. How big of a difference is that playing at home versus the road?
Yeah, home's a big advantage. We've only had two home games, but the fans that come out are so awesome, and they bring such a big energy, and we have a goal to protect our house, so we just have pride in playing in our area and this week's homecoming, so it's even going to be more hype and more excitement towards our game. So we're just really excited to bring it home and show everyone what we got.
So this year, the NSIC volleyball tournament goes to the Sanford Pentagon in Sioux Falls, South Dakota. It's a predetermined site this year. The top eight teams in the conference make it. That means one team technically right now that's ranked in the top 25 of the nation won't even make our tournament. But talk about going down and having the opportunity and the goal for the season of making that postseason tournament.
Yeah, well, last season we didn't make the tournament, and that was kind of a chip on our shoulder this year that we just want to make that tournament and we want to be successful in it. And when we went and played in Sioux Falls, we took a pit stop and went to the Pentagon just to see it, and like that really sparked some things in people. They could just imagine us playing there. So it's definitely one of our goals for the season, to make it there but also to be successful. And we're just really excited that it's in such a big arena and such a big spot that's neutral for everybody.
All right, you got busy plans for the rest of the day outside of class. Well, what time did class start this morning?
9. I got a late start today, so good.
Oh, that's kind of nice, right? You get kind of wade into the waters a little bit, and then you, how late do you go to class today? Is this your last one?
I only go till, no, I go till 12.
That's not terrible. All right, well, we'll catch you loose so you can get ready for class, and you can be ready. Are you going to sit in the front of the class today and have your hand raised the whole time?
Honestly, I do sit in the front row every class. I need to, otherwise I'll lose focus.
Yeah, good. Good for you, Bree. Hey, congratulations. Good luck, and keep it going.
Thank you.
There you go. Bree Maloney, a junior setter for Winona State, and talking a little volleyball. And as we mentioned, Nick, when we talk about the players of the week in volleyball, right at the top, she sits in the front of the class. She's at the front of our players of the week as well.
That's right. Bree Maloney was named your setter of the week. She had led the Warriors to a 296 attack percentage and two road sweeps over top 25 teams. We mentioned it earlier. Her teammate, Megan Flom, was named the NSIC Player of the Week and also the AVCA National Player of the Week. Unfortunately, she had class at this time when we were taping the radio show, but we were able to hear from her about last week's action and what it means to be named NSIC and AVCA Player of the Week.
It feels great, and it means a lot to be named the NSIC and AVCA Player of the Week, but it's even better to be a part of Winona State Volleyball, where none of this would be possible without my teammates. We're all such a close-knit group and play so well together, and it makes it a lot of fun to be in the gym with them every day competing, and without them receiving this award would not be possible. We went into the weekend knowing that both games were going to be tough games and that we would have to fight, being that I think at the time SMSU was ranked 8th and Sioux Falls was 19th. But honestly, when we went into the weekend, we were just worrying about what we can do best on our side of the net and not worrying too much about the opponent and what was on the other side of the net. And all of our conference games are super tough, being that we have, I think it's 9 in the conference, our top 25 ranked teams. So it's super fun to go into each weekend knowing it's going to be a battle and that we have to play our best and compete. And this upcoming weekend, we also have more tough teams, and we've been practicing hard so far this week. They're excited to get back on the court to compete again.
There you go. The sounds of Megan Flom talking about not only being the NSIC Offensive Player of the Week, but also the AVCA National Player of the Week. Congratulations, Megan. Congratulations to Winona State Volleyball as well. You know what? Let's do the Defensive Player of the Week since we're at this stage, and then we can go back to the results and check in on the standings again. Who is the Defensive Player of the Week?
All right, watch this transition.
Okay.
The other National Player of the Week was Jasmine Mulvihill from Concordia St. Paul, the National Player of the Week earlier in this season from the AVCA, from the NSIC. Well, her teammate, Aaron Fallert from Maplewood, Minnesota, plays at Concordia St. Paul, was our Defensive Player of the Week this week. She led the team with 48 digs and 5 aces in wins over Augie and number 15 Wayne State as the Golden Bears improved to 5-1 in NSIC play.
So there you go, breaking up the monopoly set up by Winona State, and we got Aaron slipping in there from Concordia St. Paul. Congratulations to all of our Players of the Week, both locally and nationally. So let's go back to the Week 5 results. We know how well Winona State did, not only sweeping the weekend, but jumping into the rankings there and being the 9th team from the Northern Sun Intercollegiate Conference amongst those ranked. What else happened in Week 5?
All right, some other top 25 matchups. It was Southwest Minnesota State, a 3-0 winner over Upper Iowa. You had Concordia St. Paul, a 3-1 winner at Augie, as we mentioned. Duluth went 3-0 at UMary, and it was Winona State, a 3-0 win at Sioux Falls. That was number 19 on Friday night. On Saturday, you had Winona State, a 3-0 winner at number 8, Southwest Minnesota State. Duluth swept Minot, 3-0. Southwest Minnesota State, a 3-1 winner at UMary. Bemidji State fell 3-0 to number 9 Northern State. And then a big top 25 matchups, number 7 Concordia St. Paul, 3-2 winner over number 15 Wayne State. And then Upper Iowa rebounded for a 3-2 win at Sioux Falls.
All right, so give us an update of where we are at the standings. I see one team in league play undefeated still, and they are?
That is Minnesota Duluth. They rank number 4 in the nation this week. They are 6-0 in NSIC play, 13-1 overall. They have won 12 straight matches. Right behind them, you have St. Cloud State at 11, Northern State's number 8, Concordia St. Paul's number 7, and Southwest Minnesota State's number 9. They are all 5-1. Then at 4-2, you got Wayne State and Winona State and Augustana.
All right, so that's a look at the standings in the Northern Sun Intercollegiate Conference when it comes to volleyball. The Week 6 schedule, I see Minnesota Duluth hosting Northern State on Friday. What are some of the other highlights for Week 6?
Yeah, big top 10 matchup there. Another big top 10 matchup is Southwest Minnesota State, number 9, at number 7 Concordia St. Paul, Friday night at 6 p.m. That will be an NCAA showcase game. So what they do there is Niles Media Group comes in and produces the match. The NCAA Division II puts it on their Twitter and Facebook page. You can stream that normally if you're a Northern Sun fan through the Stretch internet app on your laptop or the Roku and other over-the-top apps. So you can watch that the same. It's just open to more outlets and more nationally recognized. So because it is such a big match.
Very cool. Anything else we want to touch on when it comes to volleyball?
Just a full slate Friday night at 6 p.m. and a 7 p.m. match. And then Saturday we have matches all throughout the day at 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 p.m. So go to northernsun.org for the full schedule of those matches.
Go check it out. Volleyball in the Northern Sun Intercollegiate Conference doesn't get much better than that. But we're going to try when we return after a break. We're going to check in on football and soccer, swimming and diving, so much more. So you're not going to want to go anywhere. This is the Northern Sun Spotlight. That's Nick. I'm Kevin. Don't go anywhere.
The Northern Sun is competitive.
Bold.
Dedicated.
Strength.
Competitive. Fierce.
Memorable.
Strong. Prestigious.
Elite. Determined. Family. Fierce.
Dominant. Unity.
Competitive. Family.
Ambitious.
Excellence. Unified.
Competitive. Competitive. Possibility.
Family.
Competitive. Prestigious. Successful.
This is the NSIC.
Being a champion takes more than skill, more than endless drills, more than using your head. Being a champion takes the heart to give it your all, the agility to thrive from any angle, and the relentless drive to be the best. Welcome to Division II, where the pursuit is yours to create, and the question isn't, can you do it? It's, will you?
Nick, it's that time of the show to talk a little football in the Northern Sun Intercollegiate Conference, and that starts with the sounds of the sun. Give me a preview of what we're about to hear.
We got some sacks, interceptions, long bombs, and game-winning two-point conversions.
I like it all, which means I'm excited for
sounds of the sun.
Man in motion. They'll give to the up back. He's hit in the backfield. Dragged back by the Huskies. It'll be fourth and goal from the two. Parker Buckley up the middle, maybe spying on the quarterback. They're going to fade it to the back of the end zone. This time intercepted. Peyton Conrad got another chance, and this time he hauls it in for the big Husky takeaway. Oh. Snap back. Lawhorn's going to throw. Firing to the end zone. Carver through the air to make the grab. He's got it for the score. Huskies win it here in overtime in week 5. Lawhorn to Carver and an 18-15 victory at Husky Stadium.
Quick pass, picked off Javon France. France takes the INT in for 6.
Standing in the end zone is the punter. Here come the Cats, and they're going to get there as they take down in the end zone. Nick Joints will wrap the punter up in the end zone. They're going to double check if it's a safety, and it is. Massey up the middle, breaks a few tackles across the goal line, in for 6. 3 different Wildcat running backs with the rushing touchdown.
He's getting pressure. Oh, he gets a hammer. Intercepted. Here they come back. Minnet State Bigby will take it to the house. Touchdown. Here is Belinsky. He's got all kinds of time. Bushnell. Touchdown, Minnet State. Bushnell just caught a 33-yard touchdown from Ben Belinsky. And Belinsky threw that to the only place, the only person that's catching that football is Lavonte Bushnell.
First and 10 from the 12. Fakes the give. Drops back. Throws over the middle. Kyler Banks with the catch. Into the end zone. Touchdown, Golden Eagles. Willis takes the snap. Takes the give to Logwood. Running right side again. A big hole. Logwood gets to the second level. Across the 40. Back across midfield. One man to beat. Nicholson's not going to catch him from the far side. He's hit from behind. Ball is loose. And UMC will get the football.
They're going to throw the deep ball first, though. How about this for a start? We talked about the run game. Shane Zylstra put it on the board.
Wide open down the middle of the field. Del Duncan. Busby's off to the races. 40, 30, 20, 10, 5. Touchdown. The touchdown pass thrown by Brendan Bolio. 75 yards. Beavers lead 12-2.
Enright takes the shotgun snap. Looking, floats it into the end zone. It is caught by Malik Williams. A touchdown! 4.6 seconds left! Malik Williams, same play miss.
Motion, they'll toss it out to Mikhail Harn. Harn looking to pass, throws it into the back of the end zone. It's caught! 2-point conversion! Mikhail Harn throws it to the back of the end zone. Bemidji State goes up 21-20. Student section run into the gate. The Beavers make it 10 straight. Homecoming dunks into Lake Bemidji.
Holy moly, there you go. The sounds of the Sun from the previous week in the Northern Sun Intercollegiate Conference highlighted at the end there. Brian Schultz calling the Bemidji State victory over Augie 21-20. What a finish that one was, Nick.
Right. The Beavers drove down the length of the field in the final minute of the game. Were down. They had their third string quarterback in from injuries earlier in the season. So they had a week to prepare, but it was third string quarterback in. They ran. They scored, and then they went for two and the win. And the best tradition in the NSIC on homecoming is the team jumping in the lake, into Lake Bemidji after a homecoming win. Like you heard them say, 10 straight years of the Beavers being able to celebrate on the shores and in the lake after a big homecoming win.
It sounds like the student section was into it. I was into it just listening to the highlights there. It sounds like a lot of fun without a doubt. And as I look at the results from week five, that was one of just many close games as you had a bunch of tight ones across the conference.
Yes, that's right. You also heard early in there J.W. Cox with the call. St. Cloud State, an 18-15 overtime winner over Concordia St. Paul. The Golden Bears only able to hit five field goals, but were kept out of the end zone. St. Cloud coming away with a big 18-15 overtime win there. It was Wayne State, a 30-7 winner over Minnesota Crookston. Sioux Falls won 39-0 over UMary. Winona State was up and then fell behind. MSU Moorhead was able to rally for a 28-26 win up at MSU Moorhead. Bemidji State, you heard, the 21-20 winner over Augustana. Minnesota State, probably, I wouldn't say, well, yeah, a little shocked here. Top 10 matchup, or yeah. Top 12 teams matching up. Number 3, Minnesota State versus number 12, Minnesota Duluth. Minnesota State just rolled. You heard Shane Zylstra's touchdown there. That was the first play of the game. So they got up early and rolled the Bulldogs 52-7. So a big win for Minnesota State.
And not to say, I mean, I'm not surprised that Minnesota State beat Minnesota Duluth, but to put 52 on the board and to hold Minnesota Duluth to just 7, that's the part that's surprising.
Yeah, exactly. I don't think anyone would have picked that lopsided of a score,
no.
But Minnesota State was obviously there to play. They will be fun to watch the rest of the season and into the postseason. Also, finals, Southwest Minnesota State, a 21-17 winner at Minot State, and Northern State, a close 24-22 victory at Upper Iowa.
All right, so that puts a cap on the Week 5 schedule. As you look at the standings, I still see Minnesota State up top with an unblemished record.
That's right. They are 5-0. That was a big win over Minnesota Duluth for multiple reasons, regional rankings, playoffs, but also in the NSIC overall championship picture. They stay undefeated. Minnesota Duluth dropped back to 4-1 along with Bemidji State. And then we got a plethora of teams at 3-2. Augie, Concordia, Moorhead, St. Cloud State, Northern State, Winona State, and Sioux Falls, all 3-2 early in the season.
Yeah, it should be a fun romp through the schedule, without a doubt. That very close, so that'll be interesting to keep track of. Let's go to our players of the week. Sorry, I didn't have this ready.
Try?
Go ahead, please do.
Zoom, Zylstra.
There it is. Very nicely done. That is our offensive player of the week.
That's right. Shane Zylstra from Spicerman. Minnesota, plays at Minnesota State, posted a career high 220 yards in a 52-7 win over then number 12 Minnesota Duluth. That marks the second time in his career he's tallied over 200 yards receiving. The last time, 2 years ago, against Minnesota Duluth.
How about that?
So he likes playing the Bulldogs, apparently.
Do that again.
Do what you Zoom, zoom, Zylstra.
Zoom, zoom, touchdown, Zylstra.
Pretty close.
Nailed it.
Yeah, it's very nice.
All right. So did I mention he had three touchdowns in that game?
He did. Okay.
He did. Three touchdowns. So a single-man wrecking crew, Nate Gunn, also rushed for 100 yards as well for the Mavericks.
Congratulations to the Mavericks and...
Zoom, zoom, touchdown, Zylstra.
He's going to hear that the rest of his life. How about our defensive player of the week?
All right. Nicholas Joint from Wayne State. You heard him in Sounds of the Sun, credited with 14 tackles, 10 of those solo in that 37 win over Minnesota. Crookston had one sack for 5 yards, two tackles for a loss. He also tackled the Crookston punter in the end zone for a 12-yard loss and a safety that we heard in the Sounds of the Sun. So congratulations to Nicholas Joint of Wayne State.
And our special teams player of the week?
Isaiah Hall from Winona State returned the opening kickoff 98 yards for a touchdown at MSU Moorhead, added a 29-yard punt return in the fourth quarter that set up the game-winning field goal. That's 174 return yards in that 28-26 win at MSU Moorhead.
Congratulations to our players of the week, including...
Zoom, zoom, touchdown, Zylstra!
All right, enough. Now let's go to our week six schedule, including Zoom, zoom, Zylstra and Minnesota State. They're at Northern State. That's the 2:30 game. What else we got?
Yeah. That's the Gypsy Days game. That will be aired live on Midco Sports Network. So that's should be an exciting game from Aberdeen. Other games on Saturday, we kick off at noon with MSU Moorhead at Concordia St. Paul. Sioux Falls is at Minnesota Crooks. That game actually got moved. I have to check the time. That might be a 6 o'clock start. Okay. I'll have to double check that one. But go to northernsun.org to make sure you got the time right. They adjusted a bunch of games as all three Crookston's final games will be at the Alaris Center, I believe, this year. Okay. 1 o'clock, Wayne State is at number 23, Minnesota Duluth. Also, St. Cloud State is at Augustana at 1. Move to 2 o'clock, you got Minot State at Winona State. That should be a homecoming game, as Bree mentioned earlier. And then Upper Iowa is at UMary at 2. We wrap up the day at 3 o'clock when Bemidji State travels to southwest Minnesota State.
There you go. That takes care of football in the Northern Sun Intercollegiate Conference. Let's move over to soccer. You got your Week 5 results, bunch of key matchups for sure, and it sets up Augustana sitting up top with league play, along with Bemidji State, each at 5-0-1, followed by Concordia St. Paul at 4-0-2. So those are the leaders of the pack at this point, and that sets up for our offensive player of the week, who is?
Hannah Richter from Bismarck, North Dakota, stayed home to play at the University of Mary. She scored both goals in the Marauders' 2-1 win over then number 4 Minnesota State. She gave the Marauders a 2-0 early lead as they held on for that 2-1 win over Minnesota State, who dropped to 4-2 on this season and is sitting in fourth place in the standings.
How about our defensive player of the week?
Anna Pavic of Concordia St. Paul played 176 minutes of shutout soccer on the weekend, and she also scored the game-winning goal and collected 2 points in the 5-0 victory over Minot State.
And our goalkeeper of the week?
Claudia Puchner of Apple Valley, Minnesota, plays for Augustana, recorded 2 shutouts over the weekend, faced 34 shots. She made an incredible 17 saves in wins at home last weekend.
All right, and as I look, those are your players of the week. Congratulations to each and every one of them. Our Week 6 schedule starts on Friday, goes through Sunday. What do we got for some of the key matchups?
All right, on Friday we got 3 o'clock, Southwest at Minnesota State. We'll see if the Mavericks can rebound from a 1-1 weekend. We also have Winona State at Augustana at 4 p.m., Minot at Bemidji at 6 p.m., and Sioux Falls at number 22, Concordia St. Paul at 7 p.m. Congratulations to the Golden Bears, their first ever national ranking as they come in at number 22 this week with their 7-0-2 record to start the season.
Awesome. Congratulations. In our waning moments, let's go over to swimming and diving. Give me our swimmer and diver of the week.
All right. Ella Johnson from Sioux Falls won 3 events in dual sweeps over UMary, Northern State, and Augustana. She ranks first in the nation in a couple of events, the 200 fly with a time of 2.002. Our diver of the week was Alea Taylor, a freshman from Cedar Rapids, Iowa. Dives at Minnesota State. She finished second in the 1 meter dive versus South Dakota and took 5th in the 3 meter dive. So congratulations to those young ladies in the early stages of the swimming and diving season.
Fantastic. How about you? A busy weekend for you and your friends at the Northern Sun Intercollegiate Conference front office?
Of course, like you said, we got the full weekend slate of games coming up Friday, Saturday, Sunday. So it should keep us busy. I would like to just thank two radio stations, KTCH in Wayne, America, 104.9, and WFNW in St. Paul, Frogtown Radio, as they picked up the Northern Sun Spotlight this year. So we are up to 10 communities around the region that carry us live over the airwaves.
Awesome. That is so cool to know that you're carrying these broadcasts, and it's a special thank you to
Zoom, Zoom, Touchdown, Zylstra.
We're going to have to limit you on those.
I know. That'll be it. That's Nick Corner. I'm Kevin Fallness. Thanks for listening to the Northern Sun Spotlight.